multi-platform journalism at East Coast Media.
What were you doing before you became a teacher at the Institute?
Before I went into teaching, I worked as a journalist for the BBC, and I also worked for the Virgin Media Channel 7.
Have you ever interviewed anyone famous?
Over the years, I've interviewed various people. Depends what you class as famous, because I've interviewed government ministers who you might not even ever have heard of, to a variety of people who have performed in bands. So, yes, but it's not all about interviewing famous people. There are lots of ordinary Joe blogs on the street, which is pretty much the staple of what you do as a journalist.
Who's been your favourite person to interview?
Oh, I don't have a favourite person that I've interviewed. What is good is when you interview people who, you know, who give you something which maybe nobody else knows about. And I think it's about building up the rapport with a person that's quite interesting and makes it more special.
What was your first job?
My first job, as in media, was, well, when I was doing a journalism course at Sheffield, I was working for the Grimsby Telegraph as a trainee, so I suppose that was my first job. But then when I left university, I became a junior reporter at a small paper near Scunthorpe called the Epworth Bells.
What interested you in media? Like, why did you choose that to be your career path?
From the age of 10, I knew I wanted to be a journalist. I was very interested in English and writing, and I started writing little reviews for things like Guiding magazine and doing book reviews for different publications. And then when I got to the age of 14, 15, when I was at school, I then did work placement at the Grimsby Telegraph, and that just spurred me. It's where I wanted to go.
Do you have any plans for the future? Like, are you going to have any other jobs after this?
Who knows? I mean, I've been teaching journalism for the last 10 years, but while I've been teaching, I've still been an active journalist. Journalism will never leave me. I still write, I still present, I still do video, I still do radio. So I'm always going to be involved in it. So I imagine journalism will probably stay with me forever.
Do you prefer journalism or teaching?
Difficult one. Journalism, that sounds really awful. Journalism I like because you're out and about and every day is different, so you don't know where you're going to be, who you're going to meet, what story you're going on. But teaching's good in the sense it's rewarding, that when you meet people like yourselves who are new and you're learning, it's nice to see how you progress and develop. And then when you eventually enter the industry, it's nice to think, wow, I was there at the beginning, which helped develop you as a person. So it's good.
What's the most interesting story you've ever written about?
Oh, heck. I don't know. You see, a career that spans 20-odd years, I've been on that many stories. I can't think of one that stands out. All of them have been interesting, because it's the going and meeting the people that I've enjoyed. And I must say, I've probably done things which the public can't do, like I flew with the Royal Air Force on a NATO mission, so I was up in one of their... Have you ever seen the aeroplanes with a big like mushroom on the top? I flew in one of those. We went round Scotland. We were up in the sky all day on this exercise. Now, nobody can do that, you know. So that's the type of things. That's what I love doing, the unknown.
And have you ever wanted to do anything else?
Not really, no. No, journalism has always been something I've wanted to do. I've not really... Well, I'm telling a lie. I think if I hadn't been a journalist, I would have been an archaeologist, because I love history, so I probably would have been digging in the soil somewhere.
Have you ever had any interviews go wrong?
Interviews go wrong? There's been times when you interview people and they're awkward and you've got to learn how to deal with it. Or, I suppose, one, I can remember doing an interview with Mad Frankie Fraser, who, if you know anything about the Kray twins, he was one of their henchmen. And that